describe. Okay, so Chevra, tonight we're going to be arriving at the definition of Pichasidus, Koiches and Nefesh. What it means, Koiches and Nefesh, so we'll be able to begin after Yontif, Mitzvah Hashem. After Rosh Hashanah, we'll begin to talk about the crown, about the Keser, about the crown. At the end last week, when we learned this amazing piece from the Rebbe Elimelech, Al Tifnu El Ha'elilim, how the chain of the tzaddik is because everything the tzaddik does is filled with the ani, because the tzaddik, the koiches and nefesh of the tzaddik are extensions of who he really is, and therefore every movement, every gesture, every word, every song, is filled with chayin, because it's him, because of the ani. Masha any chayin when there's an imitation, when there's an impersonation of the tzaddik, and it's not you, so then by nature it doesn't have chayin. So at the very end last week, we ended with the question, and we know that it's really impossible in this world, as long as the neshama is bound to the guf, it's impossible to come to the etzim of oneself, to the actual ayin. Remember, that's called reshid l'asyada. We're going to talk about the crown, the unknowable beginning. And just kivyochel as Hashem is unknowable, so too that elokus inside of us, by definition, is unknowable. The ayin of the ani, of what it is unknowable. The question is, and what we're going to be talking about the rest of the year, Bez Hashem, and what all the Svarim are talking about, is how can regular people like us, how can regular, sincere Jews who don't want to spend their lives drinking imitation Hungarian wine and listening to other Nagunim, how can people like us make contact with the Ani? Can we make contact? To understand it? No. That's Reshid al-Isyada, that's unknowable. It's Ayin, to know the essence of oneself while we're still in the Levush, in the garments of the body? No. But how does one know if one's making contact with the Ayin, with the Ani of who one really is? How does one know? Is it possible to know? So at the very end, the last minute last week, what I mentioned at the very end was, when a person asks himself the question, Ma ani rotze? That's where we ended. Ma ani rotze? Was vilach? What do I want? What do I want? Most of the actions of a person in the course of his life are the result of hergel, of certain hergelim. In other words, it's automatic. It's part of the hergel of who we've come to accept as ourselves and how I see myself, however that was created by parents, teachers, environment, nature, nurture, v'chul. Most of what we do is just automatic. The way that you see that certain things will come up on the phone, or something will come up on the computer, because the computer recognizes that these are words. These are words that you're used to using, right? You're sending a message, and the phone recognizes, I know my customer, I know this guy, and this guy uses this lotion. So then the phone will give you a little preview of what it expects you to respond, of how it expects you to respond, even though this is a new conversation, but you're pretty predictable. If the phone knows who you are after 10 conversations, you're come on, it's not. So, but the phone is saying this is who you are, and therefore you have a certain mahalach in the way that you talk, and before you're going to say the words, before you're going to type the words, it already says these are your words. Most of what we do in life is based upon things like that. It's based upon the expected response that we have of ourselves. At some point, our parents, because of our parents' expectations, our teachers and so on, we've come to respond a certain way to ourselves as well. But when a person is able to penetrate to Ritzonai Hapnimi. Now, these are not just words. We're going to be talking about very specific exercises. When a person is able to penetrate to the Ritzonai Hapnimi, the Ratzon Hapnimi, in that place of what you really, really, really want, not what others think that you want, but what you really want, in that place you're coming into contact with the Atzmius of who you are. The Atzmius of who you are, with what you want. Now we're going to learn that not every Ratzon that we have is coming from a place of Pnimius. That's obvious. Not everything that we want is coming from the I. There are a lot of silly things that we want. We're going to see a piece in a minute from a Pillow Parashah. There are a lot of silly things that we want. And therefore we find that in Chassidus, there's a chilek between what's called oineg murgash, or sometimes it's called ta'anug murgash, when you feel there's a certain pleasure, a certain satisfaction, because there's something that you want and that you get. You wanted a hamburger, you got the hamburger. So there's a ta'anug murgash that you have, that you feel a certain pleasure. There's an experience that you have. That tanuk, that oinig, is not necessarily coming from the oimek hanefesh of the ayin of who you are. Obviously not. There are many, many things that we want. And there is another type of an oinig that's called nechsidis, not oinig murgash, just that you feel, but oinig pnimi. The true oinig. The true oinig, the true delight and pleasure of the neshama of the soul. So, when a person, let's go back to the niggun and to the taste of the wine. So, when a person enjoys a certain taste, he enjoys the taste of that wine. When a person enjoys a certain niggun, it means that he is entering into a zone. He's entering, that niggun or that taste is taking him into a zone, into an area of who he is, that is approaching the nefesh. I'm just using the word nefesh, ruach, neshama, interchange. I don't mean nefesh as opposed to neshama. But it's approaching that place of the ani, that's approaching the place of the ayin. There's something there, even in how you enjoy a certain color. What's your favorite color? What taste do you like? You'll have, when a person sees this individual's taste in food, you don't understand, how could he like such a thing? How could a person possibly like asparagus? He's not normal. Why would anybody like spinach? Why would anybody like that? And you ask the person, why do you like that? The person doesn't answer. He says, what do you mean, why do I like that? I like that. I enjoy it. Or there's a certain musician. And when you hear that musician, it grates on you. It's horrible. And for you, it's a Gehenna, that person sitting there, it's Mamash a Gan Eden for him. A Gan Eden. There's a chain between a husband and a wife, a chas and a kala. You think, how could a person even go next to that person? I mean, see, Bechlau, what's the shaykhs? And what's the shaykhs at all? And this person walks around like he's Mamash, you know, this is Romeo and Juliet. It's a chain. It says, Isha much is chain. A woman that finds chen in the eyes, I feel mechu'eres. Chazal say, even though to others she's ugly, mamash ugly, she's much as chen beinei baal, but she finds chen in the eyes of the one who loves her, because something is being contacted. There's a simon by those things that we have a natural inclination to, a feeling for, a taste of. We're already touching something. We're coming into the Ani zone. We're coming to that area, to the tchum of that world that's called the Ani. But only when the person is matzliach to recognize deeper and deeper the oynig ha-pnimi shel ha-nefesh, is he able to get to that place, to come into contact with the etzem ha-nefesh. Because it's explained in Chassidus, and listen carefully, it's not so poshut. I've just been using two words. I switched all of a sudden. I was talking about ratzon, I'm sure you noticed this. I was talking about ratzon, which means will, willpower. Ratzon, if you want, you could translate it as desire. And then suddenly I introduced which word? What word came up all of a sudden?
Oynig.
Oynig. Pleasure. Oynig. What is deeper in the person? What identifies the person more? What draws a person closer to the I, to the ani, to the ayin? Is it what you want, the rotzen that you have, something that you want? Or is it what is called, especially in Chabad Chassidus, tanug ha-nefesh, or oynig? In Chassidus, it's clear that tanug, oynig, is deeper than rotzen. V'haraya, what does a person want? What a person wants is that which gives him oynig. What a person wants, what is it that a person is seeking? What is it that a person wants? What a person wants is that which gives him oynig. So oneg, pleasure, delight, oynig, is that which gives hadracha, which gives an impetus, which motivates the rotzen. All of my rotzen, all that I want is to be able to satisfy something, right? I want to satisfy something. That means that tachlis is dissatisfaction. Now, I'll mention here that there's a very obvious exception to this, and there are a number of exceptions. L'moshel, when it comes to mesiras nefesh, it's the Tanya, of course, in Perek Yutes, that afil kal shebakalim, even a simple Jew, even a Jew who's not a Baal Madregis at all, when it comes down to it, and he understands that someone's telling him to give up being a Jew, to be koyf of Hashem, to reject Hashem, that even a kal shebakalim, even the smallest little Jew, is ready to dial kiddush Hashem, mesiras nefesh. In other words, there's a powerful rutzen that a Jew has to remain a Jew. Now, that means that at that moment, he's going to lose his life. Being alive is a very intense oneg for a healthy person. I mean, there are people who are suicidal; they just want to leave. But in the mind of a healthy person, The greatest oneg that one has is being alive. Zachvein l'chaim, melachovitz l'chaim, because v'nei b'sefer chaim, l'man chalikim chaim. The greatest oneg that one has is being alive. And yet, when it comes down to it, if this Russia, if this anti-Semite, whatever, if he says to you, unless you reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to take your life away. So now the person, there's a conflict. On the one hand, there's the rutzen to be a Jew. There's the rutzen to remain connected to God. On the other hand, he doesn't see death as being pleasurable at all. That's not anything that would satisfy him. So there is such a thing, and we're going to talk a lot about this in the discussion of Keser. There is such a thing where the rutzen is mezgaber on the oynig. The rutzen is mezgaber on the oynig. But b'derech klal, the greater the satisfaction, pleasure, and delight, the closer you are to the essence of the self. Now, when you hear those words, so you're thinking, okay, what he's saying, and this obviously is not my idea, but what we're being taught is that which satisfies me, that which I find most delightful, is that which is drawing closer to the essence of who I am. And then you start to think, but there are horrible things that I find enjoyable. There are terrible things in my life that my enjoyment for them has brought me down. Hasn't brought me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then you can begin to wonder. So then, who is this ani? I'm sort of a mushkas. I'm a mushkas. So you start to think, what would I enjoy more on Motzei Shabbos, this coming Motzei Shabbos, at 1:30 in the morning? What would I enjoy more? A chocolate milkshake with an extra serving of ice cream on top. We used to call that a float. Or Geschmack des Lichts. 1:30 in the morning, Motzei Shabbos. And I'm giving a very innocent comparison, you understand. There are other comparisons I could make, but it's not nice. But let's say a good ice cream and a good baltfila. It's a good baltfila. Slichas. 1:30 in the morning, Motzei Shabbos. Well, I'm not talking about 9 in the morning, where any person could be soivel a baltfila for a few minutes. I'm talking about 1:30 in the morning. That's the choice. Your favorite food on earth, whatever that happens to be, milchiks or fleishiks, your favorite food on earth, your favorite pastime on earth that gives you the greatest pleasure, or Hashem Hashem karachem v'chan, or l'cha Hashem astokev l'onu boishes hapon. L'onu boishes hapon. So here, Chavis, where we begin to understand what the koiches and nefesh are, and why it's impossible to understand the sugya of koiches and nefesh without learning keser, chachma, bina, das, chesed, vur, teferes, netzach, hoid, yisoid, and malchus. Because there's the atzmius of the nefesh, and there are the koiches of nefesh. Look on the page, not that you just got, but the one from last week. On the left side, where it says Likutei Biurim Shar HaYichud, you see that? Likutei Biurim Shar HaYichud. Now, the Shar HaYichud is a chibur from the Mittler Rebbe's Chus Yelaini, the son of the Baal Tanya, the Mittler Rebbe of Dov Be'er. On the Shar HaYichud of the Mittler Rebbe, there are Biurim from Reb Hillel Parich, who was from the biggest chassidim of the Mittler Rebbe. Reb Hillel Parich, you remember, was the one that we began with. He's the one that gave us the mashal. He's the one that gave us the mashal of the niggun that you just can't get it back. That niggun you're looking around for your whole life. That's Reb Hillel Parich. Reb Hillel Parich was in the deepest maskilim, not just in Chabad, but in the history of Chassidus. Reb Hillel Parich, Kaddish Elyon, Ziyatzeit Yud Aleph Menachem Av. Kaddish Elyon. So Reb Hillel Parich is explaining the Shar HaYichud of the Mittler Rebbe. Look inside, on the first line, on the left side, where it's underlined V'chein afilu b'rotzen. Even when it comes to rotzen, hagam she'eno koyach prati. If we're talking about rotzen, that general koyach that we call will, desire, Hagam she'ena koach prati, it's not a specific koach of the nefesh. It's a general makif. It's a general will, a general desire, not for this or that. Rotzen. Hagam she'ena koach prati rakam shochas kol hanefesh ledover prati. Rotzen is kol ha-nefesh. It's not a koyach of the nefesh. That's why even in the Lashon of Chumash, im yesh es nafshechem, in Tanakh, im yesh es nafshechem, the word nefesh, nafshechem means will and longing and desire. Im yesh es nafshechem. Hamshochas kol ha-nefesh, rotzen is hamshochas kol ha-nefesh, ledover prati, could be that you mamshech that, you're drawing kol hanefesh into a particular thing, into a specific thing. Iker kiyumo hu ha'oneg. But the iker kiyum of the rotzen, kiyum here doesn't just mean to sustain, it means that which is mekayim, what gives it life, is the oneg, is delight, is pleasure. Shibim yis'aneg midover echad. We see that oneg is behind everything. Why? Because if a person has an oneg from something, if he has satisfaction, pleasure from something, yum shach ritzoinei elav, it pulls your rotzen, it draws your will, your interest, your fascination, your excitement towards that, which is this where the oinig is attracting you to, so you have that rotzen. Ukshayuvsak ha'oinig, and we see the moment that the satisfaction is gone, the moment that you're bored, you're tired, that doesn't give you any pleasure, then yuvsak ha'rotzen, you lose your interest. No pleasure, no interest. So, no satisfaction, you lose your interest. You lose your will. You lose your cheshek. Hine mikol zahuraya brura, from all of this, it's a clear proof. Shaha'oinig hu nogeya ba'atzmus ha'nefesh. That oneg is that which is closest to the ani, to that mysterious ayin. Oneg is nogeya, it's touching. It's not. We're not saying that he's not saying that it is atzmus hanefesh. He says that it's touching. It touches the atzmus hanefesh, the essence of the soul. Upoel ba'atzmus hanefesh l'maloisa b'milui or, and it functions to fill the nefesh with this or, with this light of satisfaction and pleasure. And it gives the nefesh a sense of accomplishing what it wants to accomplish. The kasha hanefesh meir b'milui or. Now, when the nefesh is shining, is illuminated and filled with light, light meaning with oinig, with rotzen, with oinig and rotzen, with pleasure and with will, because when there's pleasure, you want more. Then mimela meirim gamkein kol koiches harprotim. Now we're coming to the koiches hanefesh. That causes the individual specific koichos to what? To become activated. The b'chinas gilui mehe'elomam, where the koichos and nefesh become revealed from their hidden state. Hamushrush benefesh, the hidden state of that which is mushrush, which is rooted in the soul. Okay, Lamosh, very simple. Again, I'm going to use very, very plain mishalim that we can certainly relate to. I've used this mishal in the past because it's very easy to relate to it. Your friend would like you to help him. He's having a final tomorrow. You've just been working on your own finals. You're exhausted. You finally have the first night where a little bit, you have this chalum, you're going to take a shower, you're going to relax with a good book, you're going to have the chalk and mold, you know? It's going to be mechaya. I'm telling you all of my favorite things are it. It's going to be mechaya. It's going to be mechaya. And here your friend, and this is not the first time, your friend says, Yanki, you got to help me. Tomorrow is the final. You know, I'm not going to get to medical school. My life is going to be a failure. My parents are going to kill me. Right? And you're totally exhausted. And you say to him, you know, I've done this with you in the past. I just don't have the koichos. I'll try. Let me first take a nap. Let me just chill for a little bit. And then I'll see if I could muster up enough koichos to talk to you about this organic chemistry final. Right now I don't. And the guy is very nervous. Thank you. He's very nervous because he's got his organic chemistry tomorrow, and Yankee's the other guy, whatever, he's falling asleep. He's tired. He needs to rest a little bit. All of a sudden, biz, something starts to biz. And even though he's half asleep, I get that kick, you know, he gives a look, and guess what? Guess who's calling? Chai Sprinze. You know who Chai Sprinze is. Chai Sprinze is his true love. Now the problem is Chai Sprinze lives in New Haven, you understand? Chai Sprinze lives in New Haven. All of a sudden, a koyach, a ruach of gevura overcomes the hero of our story. And from being in a place of kemat, not being in the world, all of a sudden, he is re-energized, he's recharged, and he's starting to slap on some aftershave. And the poor guy with the organic chemistry says, what happened to you? Where are you going? He says, something very, very urgent came out. Something He said, but I thought you're dying. You can't even spend 5 minutes with me on the chemistry. It's something very, very urgent. And before you know it, he's on the highway, 2 hours, whatever it is, he's gone. Now, something happened that was megala, a koach of gevura. You want to call it chesed, we're not going to that. It's chesed gevura. It could be it's a hava, or it's the gevura to mezgaber on how tired he was. I'm not going to that. Which koach? Could be a combination of both. There was something that was released. There was a certain koach inside of him that was in a state of he'elam vehester, that was covered, concealed, and hidden. Because he has bekoiches, he's a young guy. He's a young guy, he has koiches. He's not overbottled, he has koiches, a young guy. He's tired, but he has koiches. But the koich that he has, this gevura that he has, was in a state of he'elam vehester. He looks at this thing and it says on it that name. And I mean, even if it, I mean, sometimes you could even have her face on the, when the phone rings, I just found this out. You could even have a face on it. A face on that comes up. It's Chai Shpinson. It's Chai Shpinson. All of a sudden, Azar, Mizgabe Kairi, Lokum Lavoid, Es Yitzroy. And there's an unbelievable Hizgalus of Koiches and of the Koich and Nefesh HaGevura that he himself didn't know was in such a place of hell and Vehester. What is it that what happened to this guy? What hit him? The answer is Oynig. Oynig. He has a tremendous, tremendous pleasure and satisfaction being in the presence of that friend, of the young lady. It's a tremendous pleasure. Whatever kind, whether it's mutter, it's also, he has a pleasure being with that person. And because of that pleasure, there is suddenly a koach of gevur that has been misgala in him, that Bemis, he wasn't lying to his buddy. He wasn't lying to the chemistry guy. Bemis, he was exhausted. And the truth is, he didn't feel that he had the strength to stay up for another 5 minutes. And Bemis, he meant to get up maybe in 2 hours and help the guy. And Bemis, he couldn't help him at that moment. Al-Khaskam of Akami, he couldn't get onto a highway for a couple of hours. He didn't know that he had such a thing. But when the light of Tanug was lit, when that light of Tanug was lit on the phone, that right away meant to him Tanug, not studying organic chemistry with his roommate, but with the girl, when the light of Tanug went on, it translated into the Hizgalus of a Mordek Koich HaNefesh that was in a state of Helen Vehester. So the Tzaddik says, because the raya brua sha'inig who negev ba'atzmus nefesh poil ba'atzmus nefesh lemalais mili or v'kasha nefesh meyeb mili or mimele miyum gamkin kol koiches protein kol koiches protein, that when there's an oineg that touches the essence of the soul and brings out the essence of the soul, it activates, it illuminates the essence of the soul, then what happens is suddenly all the koiches protein, some or all of the specific koiches and nefesh, begin to come out where bebchinas gilui mehe'alomam, revealed from their state of concealment, hamushrosh benefesh, because the koiches hanefesh are mushroshim benefesh, they're rooted in the essence of the soul. What jars them loose, what frees them from that state of helem and Hester, is Oynig, Rotzen. K'moy midas ha-chesed. Now, how it comes out, it could come out in the way of midas ha-chesed. Chesed is one of the spheres, so it's a koach prati, right? It's a specific koach. So, l'moshel, same guy, feels like he can't stay awake, he's exhausted, he's got to get some rest, and then what happens, they tell him that his best friend is in trouble, God forbid. He's in trouble. Something happened to him. He needs help. His God forbid, his life is in danger. The Ahava, the Chesed. The Ahava, the Chesed is Mezgala. The Chesed, the loving kindness, is Mezgala. Because of the Merdik Oynik that he has in helping this friend. The only that he has in the relationship, not just in helping, in the love of that friend, that touches the essence of who he is, or could be, God forbid, it could be Midas Achzarias, Gvura, in a different way could come out, Chalila. Or it could be Hanitzuach, the Midas of Netzach, the need to somehow win, the need to be victorious, the need to prove oneself, the need for immortality, whatever you want to call it, is Mizgala. When Yitzuach Ya'iru Begilui Mishorasham HaMushrash Be'etzem, that the Koichas HaPratim, the Koichas HaNefesh, begin to shine, begin to emerge, and make themselves known. Until then, you didn't know it was in a state of sleep, Helem Ve'Hester, concealed and hidden. So this Oneg jarred them out of that place of sleep, of Helem and Hester, what fills the soul is the oineg, that anticipated satisfaction, pleasure, and delight. There was poel that brought this about in the nefesh. And when the nefesh is overflowing with light, then the koiches haprotim begin to like raise, pshu, pshu, whatever it is, chesed, netzach. We'll talk about each. They begin to shoot out from the nefesh, from the etzem hanefesh. But what ignited that process? What brought that process about? What activated the dormant koyach hanefesh is oinig and rotz. Masha'ene kein, kshehu b'tzar chas v'sholom. What happens when a person is bitzar? Let's translate that here as depressed, bitzar, feeling of anguish, depression. Oz hanefesh ba'atzmai, hu bebechinas kivutz veheder. Now tzar, or atzvus, is what? Is the v'nahapaychu of oinig. Tzar, anguish and sadness, is the opposite of pleasure and satisfaction. Uh-huh. It's the opposite. What happens then to the, what happens to the person, what happens to the nefesh, the koiches nefesh, everything contracts, shrivels. Everything recoils and shrivels. Oz ha-nefesh ba'atzim ve'b'chinis kivutz ve'heder ha'or. Then the nefesh, because this translates to the person is now in a place of depression. Depression is the hepech, is the opposite of einig. So then what happens is, there's kivutz, there's a shrinking, a contraction, like a cramp. The heder ha'or, and the disappearance of light, mimela hu goyrem histalkus kol ha'koiches b'shorshem behelem. Yes, all of the koiches and nefesh are paralyzed. Nishkan chesed, nishkan gvur. A person who's depressed, nothing. He becomes mamish. Anybody who's ever been through that, Hashem Yerachem, anybody special, anybody who's ever had chalila, serious chronic depression, which I've seen, unfortunately, many, many times in people, is nothing. Nothing. It's a cramp of the human being. Ad kedei kach, there's such a constriction, a contraction, a shrinking of the person that he feels he has no koiches at all, not to laugh and not to cry, not even to cry. When a person severely depressed is not crying either. Acute depression is without crying. Crying is already a choshev azach. There's already an emotion. There's something. There's a koicha nefesh that's struggling to emerge. When a person is in a state of acute depression, pskuanish mitgunish, shuts down. Everything shuts down. Hashem Yerachim. It's terrible, 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 terrible. The person shuts down altogether. There's no oinig. The parnasa of the nefesh is oinig. Pleasure, satisfaction. The neshama of a Jew comes from the highest place of Eden, of Gan Eden. The highest place that's mushrosh and elokus, which is oiz v'chedva, a place of oinig, of delight and pleasure. Satisfaction. Kol Yachol. That's where we come from. When a Jew is depressed, he comes to such a place that it's impossible even for any non-Jew to understand what that is. Because b'mkayim oynig, in this person who should be filled with oynig, there's tsar, anguish, and atzmus. Mimei lugari mistalkus, kol ha-karchis b'sharshem behelem, all of the karchis and nefesh, retreat. They retreat into the place of, into hibernation, into helem. And he's got his best friend saying, but you could do it, you know, you're such a gewaldige, he doesn't hear a word of it. You know, you're the smartest, you're the nicest, you're the best, you're the top guy in the class, you're the best athlete, you're the best looking, you're the biggest Yer Shammai, you're the best learner. The guy, when he's in this state, nothing. Because listening is also one of the Kaychas Nefesh. We'll talk about that. Riyah and Shmir, that's Chachm and Bina. Chachm is seeing, Bina is hearing. Shut down. Bina is not operating. Not operating, not working, malfunctioning. He doesn't hear. You're screaming at him. What's the matter? You have your whole life to look forward to. You're 21 years old. You're a wonderful guy. You come from a beautiful family. You're going to marry the best girl. You're going to have beautiful kids. You have everything to look forward to. Had garnished. Nothing. He doesn't hear anything. Why? Because Bina, shut. Doesn't hear. Bina is the ability to hear. Lev Shomea, that's Bina. Levava Yovin is Bina. He doesn't hear anything. You try to paint before his eyes a picture of what life could be like if he climbs out of this thing that he's in. That's already you're trying to appeal to the bigger picture of who he is. What is that? That's Chachma, right? Chachma is seeing. Not just with your eyes, seeing. He doesn't see anything. All he sees is black. Black. Doesn't see anything. Now, you know that if you've ever felt that way, Chalila, if you know people, especially people, if you love people, that you've had people that you love that have been in that place, it's black. Black. Hashem Yirachem. The male who goes to the house, call a kaychus b'shashem mehalim, nimsa muvan mikol hanal. From all that is being explained, we can understand. Shemahus ha'oneg, that the essence of pleasure, of delight, muhus ha'oneg, who be'etzem bechinas or ruchni, is the most spiritual thing that we can experience. The most spiritual. Tanug, it's called in Chassidus, Tanug hiyuli. Like Hashem created the world, the Ramban at the beginning of Chumash with it. Hiyuli means it is the core of the person. It touches that place of the essence. B'chinas or ruchni mitzad shor shebor ein soif makor kol ha-tanugim. Of course, the makor of that is in the infinite light of Hashem, who is the source, the makor of all tanugim, of all pleasure. L'chein b'tivo, therefore, it's the teva of a person. Kashe yale el ha-nefesh v'yis yachid boi ad ha-nefesh. That when a person is, we began this shiur with the question, is it possible to come into contact with one's nefesh? You can't understand what the nefesh is, but can you come into contact with it? So the tzaddik says, b'tivo kashe yale el ha-nefesh, that when a person ascends to the place within himself that's called nefesh, v'yis yachid bo, and you unite with that place, ad sha nefesh magisho, who paul ben nefesh l'maloise b'mili or kanal, it fills the person with a sense of oneg, of pleasure, of tanug, a deep tanug, which is translated into a powerful rotzen to satisfy that tanug, to experience that tanug. Now that could come out as something very, very bad. It doesn't mean that it's because your greatest tanug in the world is to have chas v'shalom, a piece of treif. That's your biggest tanug, that therefore there's something called treif inside of you. God forbid. We'll talk about that in a second. Yeah.
I think the way I see it, he's taking a big step from saying that one thing is that oneg is stronger than ratzon, and it's something else to say that oneg is more a part of you than ratzon is. I mean, I think it's clear to everyone that oneg is stronger than ratzon. When something interests you, it's no matter what your ratzon was, it takes it over, and it's stronger than it. But to say that oneg is more a part of your actual spiritual self than your ratzon is, I think, a whole other step.
It's the shirish, but it's the shirish of the ratzon. All the ratzon is trying to accomplish is to be able to get to that place of satisfaction inside of you. It's the shirish of the ratzon. We need to work on. Well, let's work on a little bit more. But at this place, at this point, it's important to make a certain ha'ara. It's important to make a ha'ara. Some of you have had the misfortune of reading Freud. I'm assuming that some of you have taken psychology 0000, and you've studied some of the teachings of this brilliant Jew, who is unquestionably one of the most influential people who ever lived. That's for sure. Now, the oisius of Freud is pirud. The oisius of Freud is pirud. Pirud means separation, disengagement. Let me explain. Why is that? I don't know what his Jewish name. I don't know what Sigmund. I don't know what he was.
Shlomo.
What? You know his Hebrew name?
Shlomo. I had a teacher that looked very much like him, and his name was Shlomo, and then someone was
Shlomo,
and his Hebrew name was Shlomo.
Yeah. It's interesting. Okay. Reb Schleimer Freud. Okay. So Freud is the oisius pirud. Now, those who have had a little bit in that sugya know that Freud built an entire Torah around the subject of pleasure and delight. He built this whole Torah. Nothing with the ego and superego. The Torah of that person is a Yid. The Torah of that Jew was focused on the inyan of Tanug Hiyuli. Like many brilliant people, particularly Jews, even though they didn't learn and they don't know, in a very interesting way, they touch upon very great truths. And then once they touch upon them, they mess them up. they distort and discolor. But he was onto something. He was onto something. But Freud saw the Tanug Hiyuli. In other words, Freud believed the following: that if you cut the person up, and you get to the inner nekud of who the person is, it's egocentricity. It's sensual pleasure. Pleasure of the senses, to satisfy those pleasures of the goof. Because the ikur tanug, the tanug hashorshi vahiyuli, according to Freud, is sensual pleasure. So when Freud took that journey in his mind to the place that's called Ayin, the essence, the unknowable essence, it resembles the way the jihadists envision what's going to happen to them after their moisa nefesh for the sake of their beliefs. That what they believe is that the whole Olam Haba, as you know, is an inyan of sensual pleasure. That's the greatest reward. There's Eden, Tanug, the Musug of Tanug by Freud, which is sensual pleasure. That's the Tanug Hayyuli Vashorshi, the essence. Is the Tachlis of what the Muslims dream about as they blow themselves up. That's the Ani. That's the Ayin. There's no question that when we're talking about the Etzem HaNefesh and the Rotzim to be Megala the Etzem HaNefesh and how that's Mezgala through what? The Tanugim that a person has. There's no question that a person can be in this world very easily seduced to spend his entire life drinking phony Hungarian wine. and listening to horrible music, to the nigunim that's not the nigun of the neshama. There's no question that, and not only can that happen, that happens all the time. Therefore, the Mittler Rebbe, and we're going to see from the Alter Rebbe, from his father, the Mittler Rebbe and the Alter Rebbe are saying all the time that a person can misunderstand, can misread this Tanug as being a Tanug that he experiences, let's say, from COVID. You'll have people that when it comes to COVID, they're willing to, to die for COVID. For a little COVID. The things that people do for some COVID. Or people give their entire lives for money. In other words, the Tanug can be mislabesh in a ridiculous tzura. The Tanug can become enclosed in something ridiculous, in something low and disgusting, as per Freud. He wasn't talking about the core of the soul. He was talking about the levushim, how the Tanug is mislabish. The Tanug can be mislabish in rock and roll and jazz, in rap. It can be mislabish in the cheapest, most disgusting wine on earth. It can be mislabish in that Tanug. The same way that we always use the mashal, that energy itself is raw energy, can be mislabish in heat. The electricity can be, mislabish in heat. When that energy comes from the power plant and it's mislabish in the coil, then it's misgala in what? It's misgala as heat. And when it enters into the refrigerator in that type of a coil, in the cooling element, then the same energy is misgala, what? As something which is cold. The difference between Freud, Lahavdil, and what the Mittler Rebbe is saying, it was between Freud and the emes of what the nefesh is what is the reishis hakol? What's the reisha de lo siyada? What is the beginning? What is the beginning? We believe that the beginning is the Ur HaGonas, the hidden light of the neshama, the hidden light of creation, the chiluk lekamimal that's inside each and every one of us. That we believe is the tanug hahiyuli, the essential tanug. That we believe is the Ur HaMakif that surrounds each and every one of our lives. As far as what do you happen to enjoy because of all the things that you've been through in your life, what gives you pleasure and satisfaction because of how you were educated, how you were misled, how you were distorted, how you became perverted by advertisements, by pornography, v'chulu v'chulu, that could come out. Either it could come out like in a refrigerator, it could come out like in a heater, it could come out like anything, like any of the other appliances, as is expressed through the Kaychas and Nefesh. With whatever you're familiar with. So you're familiar with the pleasure of having a chocolate ice cream, or you're familiar with the pleasure of watching a movie. So that's where the pirud of Freud took place. In a state of tikkun, the enjoyment and the pleasure of a Jew, the enjoyment and the pleasure of a Jew returns to that place, which is the Etzem HaNefesh, which is a Chelek Al Kal Mimal, which is the Tanug HaPnimi HaHiyuli of a Jew, which is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This person might not know about that. He's never had that pleasure. You have people, I've met many, many people in my life who have experienced all kinds of pleasures that you and I would never go near. And then for the first time, when he learns Rabbi Akiva Eger, he said, I never saw anything like this in my life. I never enjoyed anything like this in my life. And then we're thinking, he never enjoyed anything like Rabbi Akiva Eger in his life. And it's not nice, but you think, you know, if we would switch, I don't know. This guy just got over telling me his whole life story. He had such things in his life, such pleasures and things in his life that he experienced. And now I learned from the first. I explained to him Rabbi Akiva Eger, and this guy's closing his eyes. He's like he's in another world. And the guy tells you, you don't know. And then you start talking to him more about Yiddishkeit, and you learn with him a Blat Gemara, and then you take him to see a tzaddik, and you go a little bit, and you drop him to the mikveh, and you pull him out from the mikveh. And he says, I want to thank you for giving me my life. And you're thinking, wow, I don't know how I did that. I'll tell you, I don't know how I did that. I remember once, and this happened in the early years, we used to have a lot of these, not from people in Balei Tshuva. So we had this thing, you know, they sent them to the Weinbergers, they're going to have this big spiritual Friday night. What was spiritual? The kids were turning over the table, everything was all over the place. In the middle of the phone rang, somebody was calling five times, you know, in the middle of the Friday night meal. And I was saying, all right, kid, look, we're going to sing. And they said, we don't want to sing. And like it was nothing. It was the worst Shabbos. It was the worst Shabbos. I was so embarrassed. You know, I want these people that have had Shabbos. I want them to have a Shabbos. And like the kids were not performing at all. Your wife's not allowed to sing in front of men. The whole thing was like, and so it's me singing Yaina Matzah B'Manayachim. And then I'm trying to say something to Torah, and the kids are fighting. I say, stop it, stop it. And this one says, stop it. In the middle of the Vatar, stop doing that. I can't talk, stop it. So this was the worst Shabbos I ever had. Then I get feedback from the people who sent them. You should know the two guys that were by you, their mamish never had in their lives such an experience. And I'm thinking, I'm so embarrassed. I know. I also never had such an experience. But I know you told. And I was waiting. Like, what's the? Like I was ready. I was ducking. So that was such a beautiful thing. Wow, it was unbelievable. Family. Zmiris. We're so used to a chevra, we don't even realize how a Jew is starving. Starving for the tanug hayuli. So he'll say to you, all of the pleasures that I had in my life, and I've had these conversations many times with people, all of those pleasures that I've had in my life, they made me feel disgusting and dirty. Those pleasures were nothing in the end. Yeah, this for the moment. But we're learning now, if they could express it this way, is not tanug hamur gash, not a sensual pleasure, Freud's, which is pirud, which means being separate from who you are. Tasting the Hungarian wine and remembering the nigun, it means coming back to the etzem hanefesh. The etzem hanefesh of a Jew is the chaya chayim baruch hu, is where everything goes back to the beginning, and the beginning is elokus chelak elokam mimal mamish. That's the beginning of everything. Look at Rav Kook, and we'll end with this for tonight. The last thing on that page. He said nobody knew how to use Lashon HaKodesh like Rav Kook. The problem is we don't know what he's talking about. It's very hard to understand. But it's always kedai to try. In the Iris page, Kuf Yates, that means in the old printing of the Iris, not to have different ones, but in the original, in the set of the white ones. Tzarech laharais es haderech. Ech nichnosim el atraklin, we have to show the way to enter into the hallway, into the great, not the hallway, into the great hall. Derech hashar, by way of the gate. Hashar hu elokus hamizgala ba'olam. The shar is the elokus, godliness, elokus, as it's revealed in the world. Now listen to this. Ba'olam b'chol yofyo v'hadoru, in the world. Where's Elokus? In the world, in the beauty of all of its splendor. B'chol ruach u'neshama, in every ruach u'neshama. B'chol chai v'romeis, in every living creature, in every crawling worm or insect. B'chol tzemach u'perach, in every plant and flower. B'chol goyim mamlocha, in every nation and kingdom. B'yam v'galav, in the ocean and its waves. B'shafrire shachot b'hadris ma'oris, In the flashes of the lightning of the night and the illumination of the sun and the moon and the stars, because Shiren is called Siach. I don't know what to, in every conversation, the Rayon is called Sofer, in the ideas of every writer, the thoughts of every writer, the Dimyon is called Mishor, in the imagination of every poet and singer, the Hagyon is called Choshev, in the deep meditations of every thinker. Bahargoshas kol margish. Bahargoshas kol margish. In the feelings of all those who feel. The sa'aras gevura shel kol gibor. And the stormy courage and strength of every gibor. That's where Rav Kook says, that's where you come into contact. You come into contact with the Chaya Chaim Baruch Hu, with the infinite one himself. In that which is the expression of that mitzias in reality. To find it, he says, in the thoughts of every sofer. Now, of every writer. Then that writer, what do you mean, in his thoughts? He might have terrible thoughts. But if one digs deep enough, and he's talking about He's talking about looking to be megala, to be able to find that Or Eloki. It's mezgala in everything that exists, but it's mezgala, it's revealed only when you reach the core of that piece of existence. Then it's mezgala, then it's revealed. In Lakuta Maran Samagimel, Tinyana Samagimel, there's a sentence, Achilosoi Ushtioso. He's talking about the tzaddik. You don't have it on the page, I'm sorry. Achiloso Ushtioso, when the tzaddik eats, when the tzaddik drinks, Vishar Tanugov, and all of his tanugim. Now these are physical pleasures. That's how we see them. Achiloso Ushtioso Vishar Tanugov, Eino Elam, Hisnoitetsus Ha'oisius. It's coming from the Hisnoitetsus, from the sparks of the Oisius, of the letters of the Aleph Beis, of the letters of the Neshama. That's in that eating and that drinking, the oisius of the shemus of Hashem that's in the food, that's in the drink. That's where the tzaddik's tanu comes, when he's eating or drinking. Not the physical, not what Freud identified as the essence, which is the taste of the food, but it's lo al alechem levad yichyadom ki al kol moitze pi Hashem yud kei vav kei yichyah ha'adam. Freud made a mistake. Freud was swimming on the surface of things. He was right that the tanug is the person. Freud's mistake was in the alma de piruda, in the world of pirud, which is separated from the essence of what a Jew is. He saw what, not the soul itself, but he saw the koiches hanefesh, and he saw that the koiches of a person are invigorated by desire, by longing and desire. He was right, but he didn't swim deep enough to get to the ani, to the ayin, to the Elokus, that's the makar of all life. That's the Chaya Chaim Baruch Hu, the inner light of a Jew. He didn't swim to that place. He was only in the baby the pool. He didn't go down, didn't go all the way down to that place. But he was right. Tanug is the answer. He just didn't follow it through. He went to where he was able, he was filled with apikarsis. He was confused. But it's the Alma de Pirud, he was in the world of Pirud. He wasn't in that place of the Oinig Hiuli Harishoini. From there, the oneg divides into koiches, all different koiches. Freud was looking at koiches, and he saw that the koiches become activated by oneg, right? But he was only looking at his own oneg, nebuch, or his patience, and things that he was talking to them about. He wasn't darish v'choike to get to the essence of a Jew, what a Jew is, what a yid is, or even what a human being is. He didn't get to that place of what a human being is. He stopped along the way, and because of that, the Hungarian, the false, the phony wine, and the wrong niggin, he saw as being the essence of life, as do most human beings. So Mitzvah Shem will, so next week, no, next Tuesday, ready to night, the next, so we'll continue Mitzvah Shem by Seder Shem Mitzvah.
You answered my question.
Hold on to the pages.
You answered my question.
Yeah? Okay.
Well, I understood better.
Okay.
Also, could it be that he was interviewing, you know, Brian probably,
he has 0000.